And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. The Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there is no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. And the statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. No additional details are being released at this time. But the Sheriff's Office would like to express appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And Aspire Rural Health System, in partnership with the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will offer free heart health screenings for teens ages 13 to 19 on Saturday, March 14th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hills and Dales Healthcare in Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, and electrocardiogram, or EKG, with a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate results and order an echocardiogram if needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. Sudden cardiac death remains the top cause of death among young athletes, and organizers say the 30-minute screenings can identify potentially life-threatening heart abnormalities before symptoms appear. Since the program in 2011, more than 4,500 Michigan teens have been screened, with 169 heart conditions detected, including 49 cases considered life-saving findings. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, a Flushing High School senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teens due to limited space and complete required paperwork in advance. Registration information is available at aspirerhs.org/teenheartscreening. And authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy was planned for today, February 15th, to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation in order to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellation, and obituaries.